You're listening to the Traffic and Conversion Show. I'm your host, Michelle Fernandez, and today we are going to tackle a crucial aspect of the sales process, how to get the most out of a sales call. So whether you are a seasoned sales professional or you're just starting out, mastering the art of the sales call can significantly impact your success. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Traffic and Conversion Show, where it's all about helping online entrepreneurs amplify their content, build their influence, and convert their leads into sales to grow a profitable business and life they absolutely love. Now, let's get this party started. Welcome back to the show. Today is all about getting the most out of a sales call. And I don't know about you, but when I used to hear the words sales call, my hands would start to sweat until I realized a couple of things. First and foremost, the worst that they can say is no. And as soon as I began to come from this place that it's okay if they don't choose to move forward because someone else will, it really stopped me from coming with this commission breath, right? Like people can smell that commission breath from a mile away. It even penetrates through the phone and Zoom. Now, the second thing I realize is that the heavy lifting for the sales call comes from the marketing. So if the marketing is doing the job of creating this excitement and solving problems and overcoming the objections, I'm golden. My sales call should go pretty smooth. And 9 times out of 10, people are ready to hand over their credit card before they even get on the phone. Like how many times have you even gone to an event and you're like, I know they're going to sell me something from stage, but whatever they're selling, I'm going to buy. I can't tell you. There's been maybe like 3 or 4 coaches that I have worked with that I just knew even from listening to their podcast, like I have to work with this person, right? And when the opportunity came for me to either go to a live event or sit on a webinar or a workshop or whatever they had, I already knew, like, I didn't even know what they sold. I just knew that I needed to learn from them, right? Because they did that good of a job with marketing. So now that you are coming with the energy of course you want to work with me, and I want to work with people who see my value and know that I can help them achieve their goal, and your marketing is on point, and you have a qualified prospect on the call, it's time to go beyond the generic pitch and turn prospects into loyal customers. So it all starts with how to prepare for a sales call. Now, as with everything, preparation is key to a successful sales call, right? So if you don't already make sure that you have a form that's completed by the prospect when they schedule their call, this is where you're asking specific questions that they can freely answer with the goal of getting specific on their individual goals, on their individual struggles, desires, and ideal outcomes. And before picking up that phone or hitting, you know, press play on Zoom, really take some time to research your prospect and understand those pain points, those challenges, and look for objections, right? And really, what are their objectives, right? Familiarize yourself with their industry and any recent developments that might impact their business. And additionally, prepare a list of secondary questions and talking points to really guide the conversation so you can dive deeper into their why. And the reason I say to ask secondary questions, because if you're asking specific questions on the form and then you re-ask those questions, then they're going to be like, why did I fill out this form? Are you not even listening to me? It's not really a good first impression, especially if you're a coach, right? Because they're like, well, wait a minute. If you didn't even read this, how are you going to be coaching me, right? So think about how you can kind of go off of what they've already answered so they can feel heard, right? Or they feel seen and heard, right? Okay. So all of this that you're doing is market research. So talk about getting the most out of your sales calls and how you use all of it to fuel your marketing, which will again make your sales calls convert higher, okay? And by keeping all of your notes in one place, it will increase your retention, resales, upsells, because now you can go back to what their ideal outcomes were and revisit it with them and celebrate those wins. Help them overcome whatever obstacles are coming in their way, right? So now let's dive deep into some tips and techniques to help you maximize the effectiveness of your sales call, right? So first, you want to record and review the calls. So recording your calls allows you to revisit key moments, identify areas for improvement, and learn from your interactions with prospects. So even though the marketing does the heavy lifting and you're doing a great job of asking these questions, there still comes that part where other objections might come out, right? As we're diving deeper into the why. So you want to use these recordings and don't just record them and put them in a folder. Like actually go back and review them, because this is going to help you get better and better. Because as you think maybe you said something, but then you go back and you're like, oh, I thought I said this, or I could have said that, right? You start to evaluate and now you make notes and maybe add it to your outline of when you're talking to your next prospect, okay? Obviously, start with a friendly greeting, but not too friendly, right? Strike a balance between professionalism and warmth to establish rapport without coming across overly familiar. Because it's kind of like the thing of, you know how they say like you're a parent and not the friend, right? So you kind of want to keep that I'm a coach, not your friend, right? Because there are going to come times in your coaching or even as a service provider where you are going to have to step in and kind of be like, this is the way it is. You are standing in fear. Let me allow you, or let me guide you, or, you know, hold your hand through this process and make them realize something, right? But if you're your third friend, it's going to feel a little awkward. Okay. Set a call agenda and expectations. So outline the purpose of the call and what the prospect can expect to discuss, ensuring alignment and clarity from the outset. Because there's nothing worse than getting on a call and you think it's going to be one way and then it goes a different direction, okay? So I know there's always these back and forth of, should I do this and get an agreement and all that kind of stuff. It's really just to make sure everybody's in alignment and that you are in the right place, right? Because you don't want them to say, it's kind of like if you went to college or any type of place, like sometimes even events, I've seen that where you have like multiple breakout rooms and it's like, okay, you're here to talk about Facebook ads. If you're not, you're in the wrong room, right? And then some people would actually get up because they're like, oh, wait, I didn't want to talk about ads. I wanted to talk about sales. I'm going to go into the room next door. So you want to make sure that they are in the right place, okay? Then you want to ask those clarifying questions, those secondary questions, really reviewing their responses and dive deeper into getting the real reason they want those outcomes, right? The why they either chose certain responses, why they say certain things, and then just dive deeper. I remember one of my first coaches, she was a genius at this, especially like in our little mastermind retreats. I shouldn't say little. In our mastermind retreats, she would ask certain things and she would know, she knew us very, very well. And she would go deep with us in the room. And then we would say, oh, we didn't do this or we want this because, and she would just keep asking until it was almost emotional for us because that really dug deep into the why. And then once we were able to go to our 2.0 selves, then we were able to really break through and do the work and get the goals that we wanted. I'm not saying to have your your prospects break down and cry on the call. But you want to dig deep to figure out, okay, what is the real reason that you want to do this? So then that way, that's something that they can tap into to make a buying decision, right? Or a commitment to themselves to move forward to accomplish that. Now, talk about the product value and benefits. Focus on the benefits and outcomes your offer delivers rather than listing the features. Help the prospect envision how your solution can solve their problems and meet their needs. There's nothing more important than that. And a lot of people do want to hear the features. However, you can hit on that after you dive into what their things are. Because think about this. You're asking questions. You're finding out their why, right? And then as you're going through, you can say, oh, yes, I could for sure help you with that, right? For me and my current coach now, I'm like, okay, I have an agency. I really want to shift to this other model, right? And she's like, oh, yes, I've helped, you know, a couple of other people do that. I myself was an agency and I transitioned to this. I can for sure help you. So she was kind of like, as I was saying, she's like, yes, giving me examples, telling me this. And then at the end, she dove into, okay, here is what everything includes. And then that's when you outline, hey, remember when you talked about this? Well, we dive deep into this over here. Okay. Then you want to reference your unique differentiator. Okay. So this is super cool when you dial this in, because a lot of times we get all up in our head like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one that builds funnels. I'm not the only one that has a marketing software, right? So why should somebody come to me over somebody else, right? So this is where you highlight what really sets your product or service apart from the competition and why it is the best choice for the prospect. And do you know what that is? Do you know what your unique differentiator is? This is sometimes difficult to uncover. So spend some time to figure out what is your unique differentiator. Like, really sit down. I did this once with my team, and I asked my team, hey, what do you think makes us different, right? Because they either work someplace else, or as they're talking to prospects or other friends that they have, they're hearing the feedback, and then they're also able to give in a different opinion than maybe one that you have. So open it up to the team if you have a team. And if you don't, just sit down and think about, hey, what do I do that's a little different that I've heard from conversations? Or ask somebody, right? What do you think makes me different? Or why did you choose me over someone else? Okay. So take some time, ponder on that for a little bit and get that together and use it. All right. Next up is to use positive language. Really maintain a positive and optimistic tone throughout the call to really inspire confidence and enthusiasm in the prospect. So even if you're not super peppy or you're like, well, that's not really me, you want to work with somebody that is going, you as a coach, let's just be real, you are the cheerleader, okay? I'm not saying you have the pom-poms and you're super peppy. However, you are there to guide them, to push them, to get them into action, right? And get them into those results. So be the person that you know that they need to be in your own way, and you do you, right? Okay, respond to objections with clarifying questions to fully understand each concern. So instead of immediately rebutting the objections, right, ask probing questions to uncover the underlying reasons behind them, and then you can address them effectively. So when somebody says, oh, that sounds hard, or that sounds like it's a lot of time, what do you mean by that specifically, right? You want to ask them, well, what does that mean by a lot of time? Then you can, maybe they go into, well, I have kids and then this, or I work a full-time job now, right? So then you can figure out, okay, well, how do I overcome the objection? Because maybe you've had another client that's worked full-time and had three kids and still got the results that they want. You get what I'm saying? But if you just come back, well, it's only going to take you 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day might be a lot for them, right? So definitely be asking more probing questions so you can respond to the objections properly, so they are more receptive to them and it can like crush those objections. Then you want to actively listen. So listen attentively to the prospect's responses and concerns and really demonstrating your empathy and your understanding, okay, to whatever they're going through. Again, we want to make them feel seen and heard. And then when you're talking, really balance statistics with stories. So supplement the data and statistics with real life examples and success stories to make your points more relatable and compelling. Just like my current coach that I was telling you about, as I'm talking about, hey, I have this agency and I want to do XYZ, whatever, she would say, oh, I work with so-and-so who has the agency that does this with people. And then she was able to transition into this. And so she was very much telling me what is going on. And it was allowing me to self-identify and saying, okay, she doesn't do exactly what I do. However, she was able to get her from point A to point B, right? Now, don't leave a call without a yes. Now, you might be thinking, well, are you saying that that means everybody needs to close? No. What I am saying is to aim to secure a commitment or agreement from the prospect. So whether that is scheduling a follow-up call or maybe arranging a demo or actually moving forward with a purchase. So think about what that yes would be from your conversation and honestly, what feels good. Because maybe you're like, okay, this prospect is not the right fit for me, right? How many times does that happen? And you want to be give them or have them give you a yes, that's okay with them too. All right. Then lastly, you want to close with the next steps, including a timeline for follow-up. So really just clearly outline the next steps in that sales process or onboarding process and really establish a timeline for follow-up to really keep the momentum going. So if there are an actual sale, what are those next steps? You don't want to have them to have those buyer remorse, and you want to come off with retention for them actually getting results. You need them to stay in that momentum and actually build upon it. So they're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Okay, what are my next steps? Okay, I got to do this. Okay, then, and then keep that excitement going so they actually get moving and get the results that they want. All right, so there you have it. Tips and techniques to help you get the most out of your sales call. And remember, preparation, communication, and active listening are the key to driving successful outcomes. And use these calls as market research to fuel your marketing fire. All right. I appreciate you so much for being here with me today. Until next time, let's grow your business together. Hey, wait, before you go, you know there has got to be a better way to get more sales and be more profitable, one that is predictable and scalable. But it's hard to know where to turn when you feel like you've tried it all and are not even sure you trust your own judgment anymore. Well, as always, I got you. I made 100% free video training that covers it all, including why rinse and repeating is causing you to go broke, more leads is not the only way to scale, and the one thing that's preventing your leads from converting into a sale. Let's get off the leads and roller coaster once and for all. Sign up and save your seat for my free live training and start taking control of your business growth today. Go to themichellefernandez.com/training and save your seat now, and I will see you live inside the training.